Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with the Kia Stonic. You're closer than you think to a 202 Stonic with flexible finance plans from your local Kia dealer.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan with you until 3 o'clock. And we're going to go straight to Donal now. Good afternoon to you, Donal. Do we have Donal on the line?
Hello.
Hello, Donal.
Yes, I'm here.
Good, good.
Yes.
Donal, you were in contact with us in relation to your daughter. She was the victim of a phishing scam.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. What prompted me to contact you was the report yesterday when the Central Bank sort of slapped Bank of Ireland on the hands about having inadequate security against fraud. So this was exactly what I've been saying to them for the past 3 months as a result of this.
When did this happen?
27th of April.
Okay.
Last.
And your daughter had an account with Bank of Ireland?
Yeah, she's a student, she's in university. She was fortunate to have a scholarship, and the payments for the scholarship didn't start till December, another one in February, another one in April, but she was out of college due to COVID, so she had a good deal of the funds in her account, and she was studying for exams at the time. And she got a kind of a scary text from 365 Bank of Ireland telling her that her card, or Visa card, will be deactivated due to a suspicious charge made on the 27th to the 4th, and to proceed to www.365online to accept or otherwise the charge. So she did that.
So basically this was a text to her mobile phone with a link saying you need to, if you want to stop this charge going through, we're suspicious of it, click on this link.
Correct. And that when she hit the link, it showed the amount of money that was the disputed transaction, they said. And the amount of money was 98% of her account balance. It was pretty much her max, her full balance.
And how much was that, Donal?
€2,890.
Right. Okay.
And so I gave her the option to accept or cancel. So she obviously cancelled. And then it asked her for her card details, and which she provided. And then there was another text then which gave her one-time passcode for the transaction, which she provided. But she was uncomfortable about it and immediately rang the bank, immediately when it was completed. And the bank determined it was fraudulent. Her money had been taken. And so panic, she went with her mum to the branch immediately, and they gave her some reassurances that most times these things are recovered. Anyway, we embarked on a communication with the bank over the following two plus months, toing and froing, both with the chargeback group and with the investigations group. But the bottom line on it was, you gave them the one-time passcode, so therefore it's your fault, your problem, so you lose all your money. And I argued to them that this transaction was totally out of character. All her previous transactions, and there was many of them on the card, were for all small amounts of money, mostly less than 100 euros. So this was totally out of character, all previous transactions. Also, the recipient at the other end, we thought the bank could maybe track the money or trace the money, because in addition to that transaction that day, 18 days later, this recipient credited back to the account a small amount of money, €3.04, 18 days later. So we queried the bank as to why you were not able to at least have some visibility on this. And they never really answered that. And so if it was a fraudulent recipient at the other end outside the European Union or something, we would have thought that maybe their IT systems could detect that in advance. And we know that other banks, another bank does ask questions in the course of these types of transactions, like, do you know this recipient? Are you buying goods? And warnings. I know that does happen in another bank. And there was nothing like that in this instance for what I would regard as a completely out of character transaction compared to all previous ones. So nonetheless, the bank are holding. Well, the only one final point is they did say, listen, you can contact the ombudsman if you're not happy with this. We've done that. That's ongoing. I'm not sure where that's going to go.
Okay, just to go back to the beginning then, your daughter, as you say, is a student, and €2,890, which was almost every euro that was in her account was taken from her when she clicked on that link and when she gave them her bank details.
Yes, correct.
And when you say she they asked for her card details, so presumably that's her usual thing you'd give if you were doing a Visa card transaction online. So it's your number, your expiry date, and the code at the back of the card.
Yes.
And then this one-time password, that did that arrive in her phone and she had to put that
in? It did. Yeah, it was the same series of texts, so another text arrived then with the one-time passcode. And that's the banks out here. They're saying, listen, we gave you that and you provided it, so therefore you are liable.
Yeah, I'm just confused about that. So did that come from the bank or from the fishers, from the scammers?
No, I guess it came from the bank. It had to have come from the bank, but that was sort of invisible to her, that was coming from a different source or a different... it came from Bank of Ireland, and the initial text came from 365 BOI. But obviously the fraudster had commenced the transaction, and then Bank of Ireland issued the one-time passcode to her to confirm the transaction.
And that was the only communication with your daughter to confirm this transaction? There was no other questions asked?
None at all. And I do know another bank does warn you in the course of these transactions about phishing texts. It warns you, it asks you, do you know this person at the other end? Are you buying goods? And so on. I do know for a fact. And my point here is, for a large transaction, 100% of her funds, way out of character, there should have been some further checks in there or stopped or whatever. There was nothing. And also we checked the Visa debit card website, and they say, they talk about Visa zero liability policy, which protects you. Any funds taken from your account due to fraudulent use will be returned to your card. He says, we have continuous fraud monitoring to detect suspicious activity on your debit card. And it says, if you notice fraudulent activity on your Visa debit, promptly contact your finance institution. Now, we couldn't have been more prompt. This was within minutes of it happening. So, but none of those items seem to matter here.
Yeah, I'm looking at the letter that you forwarded on to us that your daughter received from the bank when she made the initial complaint. And they said they did a review and an investigation of the transaction. And it says, I note that the point of sale transaction was made prior to the misuse of the card being reported to the bank and was completed using a combination of your card details along with this valid one-time passcode, which was delivered to you by text. Based on the above, since it's not possible to make such a transaction without being in the possession of both card details and the relevant code, that verification code, we have found that you are liable for these transactions.
Yeah, correct. But I still argue that there should have been additional security checks in there. And Bank of Ireland seem to be particularly vulnerable here, because I do know that other family members have received texts since then based on Bank of Ireland accounts.
So you know of other family members that have received the same phishing texts that cut out your daughter?
Similar sort of text related to Bank of Ireland accounts. One of my family members doesn't even have a Bank of Ireland account because he's young, but he was text purportedly from Bank of Ireland. Not as scary as this one. This one was quite clever insofar as it said up front, your card is deactivated due to a suspicious charge. So straight away, it's telling you something bad has happened, so you're sucked in immediately.
I wonder, I mean, if you individual members of your family have got a similar text, I just wonder how widespread this scam actually might be, because, I mean, that's obviously a huge blow to your daughter, like almost every penny of her savings gone in one moment of you know, one click and it's gone. Have you gotten any indication from the bank at all that they'll reconsider your case? Oh, I see here you have. You actually asked them to review it again and they said, you're entirely... I'm just looking at that letter now.
Yeah. The did ease our panic on the first day in the bank when they went to the local branch. Word of mouth, one of the ladies there said, usually this money will be recovered, you know. And we were going to report it to the Gardaí because it was a crime at that point. But because the bank were somewhat reassuring, we didn't. But subsequently, when 6 or 7 weeks had passed and it was going nowhere, we did. We made an official Garda complaint. And so there is a pulse number now, as I understand, but I'm not sure. The Garda did say that to us. He left it very late. They made that comment. Well, the reason we left it late was because the bank were taking care of it and had given us some initial reassurances.
Right. And did he say that having left it late, that that might affect the possibility of getting your money back through the legal route?
I suppose, yeah, he did kind of imply that the day we made the statement to them. Yeah, it was mid-June or so, yeah.
I'm just reading this the follow-on letter then. This was sent to you from Bank of Ireland on, or to your daughter, from Bank of Ireland on the 30th of June. And they're again standing over their policy on this, and they're saying that please be advised that our security system constantly reviews all new security threats and fraud perpetrated against our Visa debit cards and compares this information with activity on our customers' cards. And he said the transaction on the 27th of April did not meet any fraudulent trend and therefore did not flag to the bank's fraud monitoring system. So they say this did not raise any red flags because it didn't match up with any other kind of fraudulent activity that they're on the lookout for.
She had 155 transactions on her card in the previous 9 or 10 months. They were all bar three for less than 100 euros and three of them for just over 100 euros. Suddenly we had one which was for all our funds for a transaction. It's totally out of character with anything that had happened in the past. And as I said earlier, other banks do ask questions. They do put warnings up in the course of these transactions, in the course of transferring money out electronically. But yeah, nothing like that here.
And I'm looking at that story that you referred to and you said that triggered your decision to give us a call on this, which was that the Bank of Ireland had been fined 1.66 million for failings in relation to another fraud case. In this case, it transferred more than 100,000 euro to a fraudster who had hacked into one of their clients' emails accounts. This goes back 6 years. But in that case, they gave back that money. The reason they got this big fine is because they didn't report it when they should. And when the central bank began investigating it, they didn't provide the information or the information they provided was, this, as this report says, imprecise and vague. And that led to the investigation being frustrated and prolonged. But you've got to note again that 100,000 that was taken from that bank client's account, according to this report, was returned to the account by the bank.
Indeed. And it said they had inadequate systems and controls, which is exactly what I've been trying to point out to them for the last while. I mean, if I was responsible for somebody's money and there was a trend of transactions as she had, which were all very small, and suddenly there's this one huge transaction on a debit card that is going to clean out her account, well, I think that you might put in one extra question there for them. Because if she had got one extra question, one extra alert, it would have changed the course of what happened.
Yeah, and they're also in that correspondence with your daughter as well, they're saying that as you fail to take reasonable precautions to keep the information relating to your card safe as required under the conditions of use of the card, you did not then comply with your obligations and therefore they're not going to be taking the hit for it.
Yeah, I mean, admittedly, she did what she shouldn't have done.
I think, to be fair, though, Donal, by the way you describe it, I think a lot of people would have been taken in by that. And also, as you say, it's because you feel like you're if you don't do this right now, you're going to lose this money, that there is a whole panic element put in the way that it's worded.
There is. And it's a smooth series of texts. I mean, the text you asked a question earlier, the text with the one-time passcode came in at the same time in the course of this. And it was from, I looked at it in detail, it was from Bank of Ireland, whereas the fraudulent text was from 365 Bank of Ireland. But there was no determining that they're from different sources or no, and that wouldn't have been clear.
Yeah, God, it's a real cautionary tale for anyone out there, you know, seeing the anything like this come up into their email or their text. Will you stay with us, Donal? Because I want to go to Hugh Mullen. Hugh, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, you were almost a victim of a scam.
I was. Very close.
But you saved yourself in time.
I did, yeah.
Tell us the story.
Basically, I got a phone call from a gentleman with an Indian accent. And he told me that I was entitled to a refund. And I'm saying, well, what refund? And he said, oh, it's a link came up for a Prime Video, if my memory serves me right. And he talked away, and like a fool, I gave him my bank details. And he said, oh, that's grand, now we'll be able to do something and you'll get your money and whatever. So he said, I'm going to send you an activation code. And when you get it, if you activate it, then your money will be put into your account. But of course, if I had used the activation code, he would have cleaned me out for about $8,500. And I was just lucky that when I was speaking to him, I got a message from my bank, the Ulster Bank, to say there was something going on. And I just put down the phone.
And when you say there was something going on, so had he attempted to withdraw the 8,000?
Well, if I'd used the activation code, they would have taken all the money, you know.
And that's what Ulster Bank were contacting you to...
To
check that this was a transaction that you were okay with.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But the problem is, Katie, that some people are very vulnerable to these kind of scams, and I was, you know. And it's nearly like a pressure on your head. They're talking so fast to you that you end up kind of making comments or doing things that you shouldn't do. And suddenly then you realised, bingo, your bank account is cleared, you know?
Yes, you were very lucky, weren't you, that you opened that email?
Yeah, I was very, very lucky.
But also it has to say, Ulster, to fair play to Ulster Bank, that they had that security measure in place to send you that email and, you know, catch you at that exact moment before you put in the code.
Yeah, they just told me to. I'd given my debit card details and they just said, cancel it and we'll issue a new card to you.
Yeah, that's interesting, Katie, because the Ulster Bank is the other bank that I refer to. I know that in course of electronic money transfer, they just deliberately insert warnings, and ask you questions. And my argument here, Bank of Ireland seemed to be behind the curve on this one in terms of security, despite the slap on the wrist they got yesterday, which said that very thing.
Okay, stay there, Donal. I want to go to Teresa, and stay with us as well, Hugh, please. I'll go to Teresa in Kilkenny. Teresa, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Katie. How are you?
Very well.
Good to hear you. I'm here recovering after a bad fall in hospital, and I'm listening to you, and I'm fuming at the mouth here. It is just so ridiculous. I was in retail business for up to 30 years and had several to-dos or whatever with banks and with credit cards and Visa cards, whatever. And Bank of Ireland were always behind. And I remember one day in particular, a lady came in and she bought jewellery, expensive jewellery, and I put in her card, declined, and she got very embarrassed, and I said, don't worry about it. I said, do you often put amounts for this on this card? And she said, no. But then I said, aren't you very lucky? It's flagged. So we rang the credit card or whatever it was anyway, and you know, that wasn't Bank of Ireland, but they put her through her paces then. She nearly had to send a photograph of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And at one time, the Bank of Ireland, I happened to be in the shop, and a man phoned and said he wanted 3 gift vouchers for €150 each. Now, he was very clever because he knew the floor level of that. And I took his details and I said, now, can I ring you back now? I said, I want, you know, I'm busy. So I rang him back and he answered the phone and the card went through. I phoned the bank and said, I am not happy about this. It has gone through, but I'm not happy about this transaction. And they said, what's your problem? It has been authorised. I said, I know, but I'm not happy.
And why weren't you? Were you just, it was just an instinctive thing, wasn't it?
Look at Katie, when you're around shops and you're around people and customers for a long time, you get the vibes and you get the warning signs. First of all, the fact that he wanted 3 vouchers. It was just his, I didn't see him, obviously, but I knew his body language was wrong.
Right.
So I let it go through anyway. And a few weeks later, lo and behold, the 3 of them were declined. And I had a big job that time to get my money back. So that poor student, my heart goes out to her. They need to get tough with Bank of Ireland and tell them to cop on and refund that money. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, well, I think, Donal, I mean, Donal, you feel you've gone as far as you can. Do you with the bank?
It's just with the Ombudsman now. No, I've done long letters to them and I pointed out, I asked them a lot of questions about their so-called investigation, which they haven't responded to. They just haven't explained to me. I don't understand. I mean, does the IT systems, not, if they can't
I mean, the fact that this recipient credited a small amount of money back to the account 18 days later.
That is extraordinary.
There's no visibility of where it's coming from. Yeah, but I just wonder with Bank of Ireland, if they're not, if a transaction for a large amount of money is about to happen, do they not have some pre-visibility on the money trail, on where this money is going? And if it's going, for example, outside the European Union, for example, maybe then extra alerts need to be raised.
You don't know where this money went, though, do you? You don't know...
Well, obviously, we wouldn't. I mean, I don't know what the IT systems are in the bank, so obviously, I have no idea. Because it was suggested to me, well, by just inquiring around, that if it's outside the European Union, then, you know, you've no hope. If it's within the EU, perhaps you have. So does the Bank of Ireland or the bank have visibility? If a money transfer is about to happen, this is going to a destination that's in Russia or wherever. And in that instance, then they might raise more questions or alerts or whatever.
Okay. So stay with us because your daughter is not alone. I want to go to Christina in Ballymahan. Good afternoon, Christina.
Hi, Katie. The same thing happened to me a few weeks ago. It was at night, though. It was late at night, around, I think, 11, maybe 11:30, telling me that my card was being cancelled because there was a fraudulent activity on it.
And was this a Bank of Ireland 365?
Yeah.
The exact same scammers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as I said to Tara, the text came up almost identical to the normal text I get from them telling me, you know, when my statement is ready for viewing online. So it was the same format. And I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, this is serious. So I clicked on the link and I went straight to the link and it wanted me to put in my account number. And then it was looking for my PIN number. And I said, no, this is not right. And they said, we need your PIN number to stop this activity. And I almost put it in, and then I said no. And then I got another text from them saying, that was incorrect. We need your full PIN number, the 6 digits.
Right, so they pressed it and pressed it, yeah.
Yeah, I think I had put in 3 digits, and then they wanted the full 6 digits, because obviously, you know, every time you have to put in your PIN, you could be asked for a different, 3 different digits each time. Mm-hmm. So... And then I thought, Jesus, there's something wrong here. And I had given some numbers, but I wasn't sure whether I'd had enough. Now, I couldn't contact Bank of Ireland that night. They weren't available until the next morning. So,
Is there no emergency number for
I couldn't get through to them. And, of course, I tried and I couldn't get through, I was told, next morning. So... I thought this was a bit odd, and I rang them the next morning, and the guy said to me, oh, he says, you're very lucky. He said, I have one man on here. He has lost 28,000 last night around the same time as you. And he said
I'll just stop you there to be clear. So the person in Bank of Ireland told you, and this is 3 weeks ago, that somebody else had been on and 28,000 euro had been taken from his account in the same way, by the same scammers.
In the same way, at the same time, around the same time as me. And he said, you're very lucky, because he said he's been wiped out. His whole account has been wiped out. And he says there's lots of people this week have had money taken from their account. So he kept saying, you're very lucky. But how am I lucky? I mean, because I saw that text, and to me... okay, I'm one of these people now, Katie. I swear, I tell people all the time, don't be answering texts, don't be answering unusual numbers. And
you would never be taken in by something like this.
I know, and I was on with Joe about this maybe last year. Some woman was taken, and I was on, and I, you know, so I'm usually very careful, but it was late at night, I was a bit tired, and I panicked. You do panic when you think your card is going to be stopped. And, you know, because you need your card, obviously, and especially now in these times, you know, card payments are very important.
That's very true,
and,
yeah.
You know, so I feel that the bank, if they can come along and tell us that, okay, there was this, I was in Canada, which I was there, they contacted me to say that my card had been used in Canada. And I said, yes, that's okay, I'm in Canada. So if they know that there's a transaction going through on my account in Canada almost immediately, why can't they detect these payments being taken out of people's accounts, like that man with the 28,000? Why didn't he get a call from the bank to say, look, did you spend this money? Did you create this transaction?
Yes, or even an email, like
Bank of Ireland have to take some responsibility for this.
Yeah, even an email, as our Ulster Bank customer was alerted and stopped an 8,000 plus transaction going from his account. Yeah. Christine, will you stay there? I'm really interested in what the contact you made with the bank and what they told you in relation to other people and the numbers of other people that might have been affected. Because we've Lisa on the line as well. Lisa, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Lisa, you were also targeted by these scammers.
I was. I got a scam on my telephone, which came in on the same line as the former Bank of Ireland notifications. And it said, your BOI online access has been limited due to multiple abnormal actions. To recover, visit info-boi.com. Mm. Immediate action is required.
Yeah.
So I had done some transactions and I straight away clicked on the link and they wanted everything. They wanted everything and it was exactly the same as the 365 online banking layout. So I got sucked in immediately and gave them everything.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just had the last piece of information given, which was my mother's maiden name. I realised a scam. I rang the bank immediately. And luckily it was open because it closes at 5 o'clock now, I understand. Mm. And they stopped everything immediately. Otherwise, I'd have been cleaned out.
So but hang on, just to go back, you said you'd given them all of it. So I'm wondering
everything.
Why. But how I wonder then why that transaction hadn't gone ahead before you got to them. Because Donal was telling us his daughter got onto them right away as well. And it had already happened. And they said, tough luck, you know, basically. Or they didn't say tough luck initially. They said that hopefully it would be sorted out. But ultimately, they've said it's her problem. But you gave them all the details.
Everything.
Wow.
Everything. Immediately I phoned the bank and I didn't have to hang on. Usually you have to hang on and wait and wait and wait.
Yeah.
I didn't have to hang on and they stopped it immediately. So I would advise people.
And how much was it going to be taken out?
Oh, there could be 10,000.
Wow. So you're very, very lucky you made that call. And what was it that, as you were going through giving them the information, what triggered your sudden suspicion?
The last piece of information, I figured that was a scam. And I straight away rang the bank. And I would advise people not to have too much money in their debit card accounts, only to have enough for everyday spending or calculate how much bills they would need to pay in the month. And just keep your current account topped up for that. Otherwise, you could be cleaned out.
Indeed. And when did this happen to you, Lisa?
This day week.
Wow.
And I would suggest that the bank should alert people more to the exact. They have a thing when you do click into 365 online banking, smishing scam. That doesn't mean an awful lot when you get one of these texts and you're vulnerable and you might be away from home and you have used your card.
Absolutely. So, yeah,
it costs them a lot to replace cards and it costs people a lot. So they should put an advertisement on the television to alert people.
Well, I suppose Donal's point is they just should build in security measures into their system so that if these transactions are showing up, that, you know, the customers are asked more questions before the transactions are completed.
Yes.
Anyway, stay there, Lisa. Thank you for that. Finbar, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are things, Katie?
Very well, Finbar. You got a phone call.
Yeah, on the 25th of April, it was my wedding anniversary. I got a phone call at 5:45 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Reportedly from the fraud squad, from Bank of Ireland fraud squad. And they were asking me for information. Now, I wouldn't give them any information, details of my card, anything like that. But they did know my date of birth. They did know the last numbers on my card. They had a bit of information on my last transactions. So I asked my wife, who was standing next to me, to ring the number that I was rung on. And she rung that and it answered as, this is Bank of Ireland, we are now closed. You know, so I presumed I was onto a genuine person. And
the number came up on your phone when the call came through.
Yeah.
You got your wife to ring back that number just to be for your own.
I stayed on the line and she rung back.
And it went back and it answered as if it was genuinely a Bank of Ireland number.
Exactly,
That's a very sophisticated scamming. Yeah. So then you thought, okay, this is genuine.
Yeah. So they were telling me there was 3,000 about to be taken out of my account, you know what I mean, fraudulently. And they said to me to stop it, I'll get a code. And I have to give them a code. So at that point, I thought I was talking to a genuine Bank of Ireland person. The code came through. I gave it to them. And she said, that's fine. I'll get an email to confirm it, which I never got. But I came off the phone, straight away checked my account online, and the money was gone. So I rang the Bank of Ireland, and they confirmed that I'd been fraudulently, you know, 3,000 taken out of my account. But I went straight to the guards, got a crime number, all that kind of thing. And they had me paid back within less than 24 hours, the bank.
The bank, out of their own funds?
Yeah, the bank paid me back.
Replaced that money.
In less than 24 hours, because according to the guards, they didn't want the publicity. The bank wouldn't want the publicity of what happened to me.
Well, that ship is sailing now, Finbar.
And, yeah, and I will just tell you another little thing that I discovered afterwards. I get all my emails to my phone, and the day before, the last email I received to my phone, and after this, I was locked out of my emails on my phone. The last email I received was to say that my Bank of Ireland 365 statement is now ready for, you know, viewing or whatever. So the guards have done a great job. They've done an investigation. They found where the money went to in the UK and everything. But they couldn't follow it up because I had been repaid my money. So they had to get a statement off me to say I was no longer interested so they could pursue the Bank of Ireland to be allowed to pursue this.
Right.
And the person's name that I was given was the name of a former Barclays Bank executive.
Was the name you were given as the fraudster?
As the person, yeah. As
okay,
the person
we won't be naming any names. No,
I couldn't even remember any of it, but, you know. And I had everything saved on my phone, the phone number and everything. Afterwards, you know,
right. I've just been sent in a statement from Bank of Ireland, Finbar. Let me just see if I can bring it to you now. While we cannot comment on specific accounts or incidents, unfortunately, fraudulent text messages purporting to be from the bank from banks are becoming more and more commonplace, with new versions appearing almost daily. These messages are not genuine and have not been sent by Bank of Ireland. That's what they're telling us now. So have you shared your login credentials, user ID, password, date of birth, contact number, etc. after getting a suspicious email, text or call? They're saying let us know right away using the number, and they've provided a number. But it seems to me that Bank of Ireland must be well aware of these issues. I'm just struck by this because I'm looking at the call that started this conversation and alerted us to this was from Donal, whose daughter had her account scammed by almost €3,000. And they pursued it with the bank, and the bank are insisting that they are accepting no liability at all for it, that it is this girl's own problem because she gave these details. But They're saying in this correspondence, the bank to this girl, please be advised that our security system constantly reviews all new security threats and fraud perpetrated against our Visa debit cards and compares this information with activity on our customers' cards. And are saying the transaction, this particular transaction where this money was taken from our account, that did not meet any fraudulent trend and therefore did not flag to the bank's fraud monitoring system. Now, we don't know, of course, what was happening. This is in a letter from the 30th of June. But just going by the phone calls we've had in here in the last half an hour, there does seem to be a trend in relation to these. And as I say, they're now saying in this message that that these text messages are becoming more and more common.
Yeah. Well, it was a phone call. I got no text message. And the thing I want to make clear here is I didn't give them any details of my bank account or of my debit card, nothing like that. They had all that. But the solution to it is if anybody gets any of these, there's a phone number on the back of the card, of your debit card. You just hang up and ring the phone number on the back of the debit card is what you should do. Mm. Yeah. On the back of everybody's debit card, there's a number there. That's the number you should ring.
And yes, but I suppose the difficulty is, you took every precaution, as you could imagine, that you actually rang, got your wife to ring the number and all of that. But many people won't realise that this. They'll be delighted that they have stopped something happening to their account because they have followed these procedures. They won't realise when they click through this and they get told that that's grand now. They won't realise maybe until much later that the whole transaction, that whole text exchange was fraudulent. Will you bear with me, Finbar? I want to go to Michael. Michael Behan.
Hi, Katie.
Tell me your story, Michael.
On the 26th of April, I received a text, which was a Saturday, saying that I had, like your other callers, I had fraudulent activity on my account and I needed to verify what was going on. The day before, our Visa card got the same message. So I rang the phone number, was on hold, was waiting, going through the messages for the directions to specific locations. And while I was waiting and got to the proper area, it said that the recording by Bank of Ireland said, if you received a message from our fraud security team, respond to the text. So I did. I clicked on the link and into the fraudulent website and, like everybody, get the one-time password and ended up losing €7,800.
€7,800, Michael.
I wouldn't hang up. I had finished what I was doing and went about my business.
And you didn't, again, just as I was described there, it didn't occur to you at this stage that this was, that you'd been scammed?
No, it was so well done, Katie. It was an identical replica of Bank of Ireland's website. I presumed I was in Banking 365. It looked so real. Nothing seemed odd at all. I didn't give any details away. I just logged in as I would normally log in. And they used the 6-digit one-time password, which is verified by Visa. Mm-hmm. They used it to actually take the money out. To me, I looked like I was stopping a transaction. And I went about the rest of the day as normal until Sunday. My wife got a text to her phone. She's Bank of Ireland too. Mm-hmm. I walked into the room and Sinead was talking away to one of the representatives from Bank of Ireland. She commented to the representative on the phone that the same had happened to me and that he got it sorted out yesterday. And she mentioned something that triggered a response with the representative, and he said that doesn't sound right, he should ring in. I rang in, I waited, and then I realised, oh God, I just lost €7,800.
That must be such a sinking feeling.
Like you kind of, I suppose, there's, you know, you feel like a fool. How did I let this happen? All these things go, but there was a piece that wouldn't sit with me, Katie. It was the message on the recording by Bank of Ireland, because it was it that threw me.
That's the actual Bank of Ireland.
Yes, the real Bank of Ireland line. Yes, because we'd only rang them the day before about the Visa card, and we got through, and they stopped it. Someone was obviously messing with it and tried to buy like €1,200 or €1,300 worth of materials in. I think it was somewhere in the UK, some retailer in the UK. Mm-hmm. So the number was actually in the phone and we just redialed. But I kind of doubted myself and I went, oh Jesus, what am I after doing here? So I got my son and I went out to my van and I put my phone in the carrier and I put it on loudspeaker and I asked Michal, I said, Michal, record this, will you please? So I recorded it. So this was the next day I recorded when I found out and I went through it all again to make sure that I hadn't gone mad and I wasn't hearing things. And I have that recorded.
Remind us what it said, what it told you to do.
It's about like 5 or 6 options in when you keep moving across the options and they mention COVID-19 and the pandemic and staff working from home and high volume of calls and, you know, be patient. And ultimately it says, if you received a message from our fraud security team, please respond to the text. And it specifically says the text. Now, when you argued at Bank of Ireland, which obviously I did, and we wrote to them, and like all your callers there, we talked to them, it's an internal review that they do, so there's no independent person looking at this. Mm-hmm. So I've gone to my solicitor, he has it now, and...
So Bank of Ireland, sorry, just to be fair in that, Tim, that's a generalised message that they put out, that they weren't obviously... alerting you specifically to respond to a specific text, but it was the fact that that was among the options that, as you say, as you moved through,
extremely misleading.
It made you feel like, oh, okay, that's text. I better get back. That must be from the bank then.
It made me, I suppose, you believe their security is up to scratch, and you know that they're obviously know maybe what's going on, and. You hear this kind of a message, and I kind of go, oh, this is what I have to do. Now, that's obviously on my behalf, is not, you know, in hindsight, it's all very clear.
I know. Everything is always really clear in hindsight. That 2020 vision is a killer, isn't it?
Yeah. But what
has the bank said to you? Is it similar to what Donal's daughter was told?
Yeah. They're accusing me of. Basically saying I didn't take reasonable precautions to keep the information relating to my card safe, which we argued because there was no card involved in this at all.
Yeah.
My card never came out of my pocket during all of this. It was my bank, my actual bank account. There was no card involved in this, and that I had broke regulations, and I got a snapshot basically in one of the letters showing me, you know, the terms and conditions, mm-hmm. and that I wasn't compliant with these, and so I'm responsible for this. And that was after many phone calls, right. You know, a good few letters, and they're saying really that it was my responsibility. Now, I business bank with Bank of Ireland, and their security on their business banking side is just phenomenal. Like, it's, you know, it's like Fort Knox mm-hmm. compared to this. And there's also they tell you in the letters that they will never send you a link in their text messages, which is not true because they actually send you videos and bits and pieces. I went back again through my phone, checked them all, and there is. So we're fighting it.
I suppose they say they won't send you a link asking you for your bank details. I think that would be the point they were making. Yeah.
To be fair.
I wish you the best of luck with that, Michael. That is a horrible, horrible thing to happen to anyone. And as I say, I know, as you say you feel like a fool, but it sounds to me like it's a very, very sophisticated operation you're dealing with there.
It is, Katie. For today, for me, like I wrote to yourselves, mm-hmm. I wrote into you and I spoke to one of your researchers back in April and May. I got a phone call from a relative today to say, Mick, they're talking about this on the radio. For me, I'm glad, you know, to know that I wasn't the only person that was fooled into this. I'm not glad that it happened to anybody, but the pressure can be put on now, you know, because obviously there's more people out there that have lost a lot of money.
There's definitely more people out there. That's one thing we can say after today. Michael, I'll have to take a break. Many thanks
for
your story. 51551 is our text line.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.